And welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. We step off into another week already. I guess it's the middle of March already. Gee. First up tonight is our regular monthly update on the genetic modification of the seeds producing the food we eat, which are producing changes within us, which we have no control over because we got no representation, folks. That's the bottom line. Jeffrey Smith knows as much about this as anybody will probably ever know. We are graced by his presence once a month. He, of course, the author of the magnificent benchmark book, Seeds of Deception, which if you go to his website, not only will you find that book or the video, you'll see the GM trilogy, which we talked about last visit. But let's get right business now and welcome Jeffrey back. How are you doing?
Real good, Jeff. Thank you.
Good, good. Let's step right into it then and go.
Okay. I just left today from Anaheim, California, where the Natural Products Expo convention was held over the weekend.
Now, that's been going on, if I remember, for quite some time. Is it not an older...
It is the largest annual convention for natural products. Thousands and thousands of people are there.
Right. That must have been an eye-opener for people who first-timers in there. They wouldn't even know about 90% of the products unless they're really on top of this. But go ahead.
Right. Well, we had a presentation that I want to tell you about, which is groundbreaking, actually. I've been working secretly, before this announcement, with some CEOs from companies and some technical experts. And the plan that I helped put together, and I want to back up, I want to lead into it, because this is dramatic, and I want to milk it for everything it's worth.
Sure, you bet. Go ahead. I love
it. All right. The reason why there's no GMOs in Europe is because the European consumers were told about the risks in many, many articles in the beginning of 1999, starting actually with a whistleblower who had been gagged by threats of a lawsuit, and by an act of parliament he was able to speak. And he's the one that discovered massive damage in rats that were fed genetically engineered potatoes,
right,
et cetera. And when
if I might, Jeffrey, this is important. For all of you out there who don't know about the trials, the tests with rats and GM, this is really a crucial area. Maybe we can get back to that later, but we're talking about 40 to 50% mortality rates of baby rats?
Well, yeah, this was the Russian rat study. This was a different study, but yes, the most recent of it was that there was about a 56% mortality rate among the offspring of rats that were fed genetically engineered
GM,
soy.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, the whistleblower is able to speak about the fact that inherently this genetic engineering, where you transfer genes from one species to another, it's not like Legos. It causes massive damage and changes to the DNA. And in his case, the rats that were fed supposedly harmless genetically engineered potatoes developed potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, liver, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damage to the immune system. Anyway, when he was able to speak, within a week there was 159 column feet of articles written in Europe, and a commenter wrote in an editorial that the entire society in Europe had been split into two warring blocks. Now, within 2 months, there was just too much agitation by consumers, and Unilever, Britain's largest food manufacturer, publicly committed to remove genetically engineered ingredients from their European brands. Within a week, so did virtually every major food manufacturer.
Wow.
Again, for their European brands. And so McDonald's, Burger King, Safeway, Nestle's. In Europe, they don't put GM ingredients in their products. But in the United States, where 60% of Americans say they've never eaten a GMO in their life, they continue to be fed GM by these corporations.
Of course. Yep.
So
yep.
The way to, what is the roadmap to dismantle the grip that GM has on the U.S. diet, and it's to achieve the tipping point in the U.S. to create a Euro-style revolt by the same companies that have committed to remove GM ingredients from their European brands and also their Chinese brands. And so how do you create that tipping point? Well, one of the areas that we're working at, and we'll talk about other areas at some other time, but the one of the main and most important areas is health-conscious shoppers, people who already make decisions of what to buy and eat based on what they consider to be healthy. Now, I predict that if we had even 5% of Americans switching their brands based on GM content to make sure they're eating non-GM, that's more than the tipping point that we need to get Kraft and Nestle's, et cetera, to follow suit. However, we already have 28 million Americans, almost 10% of Americans, buy organic on a regular basis. Another 54 million people buy it on an irregular basis. But most people in both categories don't avoid genetically engineered ingredients in their non-organic purchases. So the trajectory here to reach a tipping point quickly is, what if we could empower the health-conscious shopper to buy non-GM? And so here's what we've announced, basically, in the campaign for healthier eating in America, which is being sponsored by my Institute for Responsible Technology.
Right.
We are going to migrate the entire natural and organic food industry into verified, third-party verified non-GM status. We are going to offer GMO information centers to all the natural food stores in America. And we are going to have a trajectory that in about 18 to 20 months after the migration is complete, we're going to offer in-store, on-shelf labeling of anything that still may contain GMOs. And in the lead-up to that, we're going to offer non-GMO shopping guides in the stores so that people can look at the brands, look at the products in the store, and specifically avoid eating GM.
This is wall.
This is big.
This is wonderful.
This is America starts labeling GMOs and not waiting for the FDA.
Well, the FDA, the USDA, they could give a crap about this.
They are actually mandated to promote biotechnology, and so there's no way that they are going to.
Well, the USDA actually owns some of the patents, percentages of patents on this stuff.
Absolutely.
They're in private enterprise business, folks.
Absolutely. And the recently indicted former commissioner of the FDA said, when he was giving a presentation on the FDA to a dairy conference years ago, he said the two purposes of the FDA, to have safe food and drugs and to promote biotechnology. So it's not a hidden agenda, it's an overt agenda. So we will be basically turning our thumb, turning our noses up at the laws and saying we're going to do our own bit. Now, here's the announcement. On Friday, I spoke and gave this bigger picture, but as part of this picture, we need to define what non-GMO means, because there's going to be some, obviously, some low level of contamination that has to be allowable, because you can't certify it as zero. It's just not practical. So we have identified a specific standard and a method of verification. It's called the Non-GMO Project, and we announced it with support from Whole Foods, from United Natural Foods, which is the largest natural food distributor in the country, from Eden Foods, which is very large, and also from Lundberg Family Farms. And there's also other products, other companies that are also supporting it and wanting to put their products through right away.
Terrific.
So basically, we have wide-scale support from the natural food industry on a clean-out process of genetic engineering.
Stand together or be cut to ribbons, folks. That's it. It's time. It's time. Wonderful. This is big, big news. And this is going to be taken very careful notice of by big farm business corporations, which are going to fight this every step of the way. My feeling, and I'm sorry to say this, I honestly believe there will be, and there probably already has been, we know in the case of Percy Schmeiser, it's highly suspicious, intentionally fouling of GM-free crops by these big companies. They'll be hiring hitmen to go out and pollute and contaminate fields with GM seeds and all kinds of that. I think this is going to be a war. I'm not kidding.
Well, let me tell you, let's return the channel to contamination for a few minutes.
Right.
And then come back to you wanted to talk about the health dangers, and I'll be happy to give you some more stuff we didn't cover last month.
Good.
A friend of mine, Phil Barriano, was debating on television in South Africa a number of years ago with the number two person at AID, which is an aid organization that gives aid to Africa, and they very much have been promoting the biotech agenda. And after the cameras were off, they continued to debate. It got kind of heated. And at one point, this woman said, "You just wait. There's going to be so much GM corn planted in South Africa that no one in Africa can plant pure non-GM." And so she basically tipped the hand.
Got it.
Her intention
Got
was
it.
To contaminate. And this was made very clear when there was a number of countries that were receiving GM food aid in the form of corn during due to a famine in southern Africa, and they realized it was genetically engineered, and so they first said, no, we don't want genetically engineered corn, and the U.S. refused and said, eat it or starve. And so two countries said, well, can you at least mill the corn so that our farmers can plant it, which would, you know, infiltrate our biodiversity and contaminate. And the U.S. said no to that. Their intention was to contaminate. And so South Africa came in, and they milled it, and so it was distributed. But Zambia came through and said, absolutely not. We will not. They sent out a fact-finding team to Europe and the United States and said, this stuff is just too dangerous for us to feed to our people.
By the way, we've got a break here, but let me hold on to your thought. Zambia, too dangerous to feed to our people. Zambia is doing some remarkably intelligent agriculture. I happen to know this from another guest, Jan Lamprecht. In all of Africa, southern Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, Zambia, I think, if I remember correctly, is leading the way in some very important areas. This, of course, is one. Be right back with Jeffrey Smith's Seeds of Deception update in just a minute. Hi, this is Jeff Rentz. Andrew Gauss, internationally respected author of The Secret World of Money, has been successfully advising investors about gold for over 40 years now. As the world watches the crumbling American dollar and a true U.S. deficit in the $50 trillion range, there has never been a more important time to secure yourself and your family with gold. The feds, of course, will simply continue to create new money right out of thin air until the house of cards finally comes crashing down. Everyone I know who has figured out the game is buying gold, and there is no one I have more respect for than Andrew Gauss. Call and talk to him yourself, and you'll see what the wisdom of over four decades, over 40 years of trading in gold can mean to you. Visit usgoldcoins.com or call 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 or usgoldcoins.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right. Jeffrey Smith is our guest tonight. His monthly update, Seeds of Deception, is his website, and I hope you'll all click on his name and go there. We're talking about, briefly, the obvious, clearly stated intent to genetically pollute all basic agriculture in Africa and everywhere else. We don't have to draw the line anywhere. This is as far as they can reach, folks, they're going to spread this crap. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I'll give another example of their intentional co-mixing. Canola can blow pollen and seeds a great distance, and it's primarily cross-pollinated with bees, which travel 2-3 miles. And there's been a resistance in Australia to putting genetically engineered canola because the states believe that it could hurt their export markets. Of course it'll hurt their export markets. The U.S. has lost, you know, billions of dollars in export markets. They're spending $3 to $5 billion extra per year in extra price subsidies.
Yeah.
To boost prices of products that no one wants, and
yeah.
and the national government of Australia has been co-opted by Monsanto and others to think, oh yeah, we need GM crops or we'll be falling behind. But the state said, no, we're going to impose a moratorium because of economic reasons. But here was the proposal by Monsanto and others. They wanted to have dozens of small field trials of canola with a buffer zone of 5 meters. Latent opportunity, plan to
sure.
contaminate
yeah.
the canola supply so that
yep.
they would just
yep.
give up.
Yep.
In fact, one insider from the biotech industry said it's the plan of the biotechnology industry to have so much out there and so much contamination you just give up. Now, we have some news today, very good news today. A judge ordered an immediate halt to the sales of genetically modified alfalfa seed by Monsanto. And the reason is that a month ago, the federal judge ruled that they had let this perennial, genetically modified new variety go out without proper investigation into the environmental possibilities of contamination.
Wow.
And this was big. They said the USDA had violated the law, had not exerted proper care in requiring this environmental study. And so very, very good news today is that the judge in Oregon said there will be no selling of genetically modified alfalfa seed from this point forward until the proper due diligence is done. Now, some of it's already out of the bag. One person estimated about 5% of alfalfa in the United States is now genetically engineered since 2005. But 5%. It's still, you know, I think we've stopped it at least for the time being.
Right. I hope next month you're not reporting the judge was removed.
Right.
Jeez.
Right. Now, there was another contamination thing announced in August where a Bayer crop science had genetically engineered a rice variety and had field tested it in 2001 as the last time it was officially planted. But in August of 2006, the USDA said, oops, it appears to have contaminated the long grain U.S. rice supply, but no problem, it's not a problem. Well, it was a problem. Japan closed its doors to the
at-risk. Yeah, just a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, within 2 days, the rice futures market dropped $150 million. Just a little
Jeez.
Bit of a problem. And it turns out, you know, they now have to certify rice as non-GM in order to send it to Europe. Japan
uh-huh.
closed its doors. It was and this thing happened with corn, with an unproven variety of corn, a year earlier
Got
when
it.
The USDA had information starting from December. But they held it. They kept it hidden for 4 months. And then Nature magazine...
Who did again? Who kept it hidden?
The United States government was told by Syngenta that, oops, we had an experimental, unapproved variety of genetically modified corn, which hadn't been introduced and had last been field trialed 4 years earlier. And, oops, it's in the U.S. corn supply. So they told the U.S. government in December, and in late March, they still hadn't done anything, and it was leaked to Nature magazine. And Nature magazine called the USDA and said, we understand that there is a variety, BT10, that is contaminated. And when they did that, all of a sudden it forced the government to admit it. And they said, oh, we were working on the plan. We hadn't announced it yet because we were working on a program to make sure it was safe. But it's completely safe. And again, they lost millions of dollars in sending corn varieties to Japan. They blocked 14 shipments by the end of the year. So contamination happens. I mean, if you think about Hawaii, it was pure lava rock years ago. Now it is a lush tropical paradise. but it's 2,000 miles, more than 2,000 miles away from the nearest mainland.
Uh-huh.
Where did it get those seeds?
Uh-huh.
Nature has a way of spreading her bounty, whether it's seed transport or pollen transport. And so we're putting the products of this infant science into the environment where it can never be recalled and feeding it to millions of people. So the contamination issue, the self-propagating genetic pollution from genetically engineered crops, makes it such that it will outlive the effects of global warming. It can outlive the nuclear waste issue. It can outlive anything that we're doing right now. Decisions we're making now in the laboratory and putting it out there can possibly be with the species for as long as the species exists.
For as long as the species exists. At this rate, folks, we're dialing in disaster with GM. We're going to talk after the break in just a minute here about some of the dangers that we already know are occurring and manifesting themselves in our bodies from this crap. Stand by. I'll be right back with Jeffrey Smith and more.
It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
All right, back with Jeffrey Smith, talking about the genetic modification of our world, not just our crops. And again, there is no chance that these people are going to sit back and allow the natural foods industry to really mount a major attack and capture of much of the intelligent consuming public. Not going to happen. They'll fight back with everything they have. They'll play dirty. They are playing dirty. You heard what Jeff Smith said about South Africa. The same thing will go here. Ask Percy Schmeiser about the ethics and the legal system when your crops become contaminated with a Monsanto GM seed and you're wiped out. Guess what happened? You know what happened if you've heard the story, but guess what will happen to the next person? Same thing. The precedent has been set. Go ahead, Jeff. Let's just keep rolling along here. This is
okay. Let's shift over to the health risks because, you know, if last month we talked about how the FDA scientists who had warned of serious dangers were overturned by the political appointee who was Monsanto's former attorney. We talked about how eating genetically engineered corn chips, which produce pesticides in every bite, could theoretically turn your intestinal flora into living pesticide factories.
No, this is Shades of Aspartame with Don Rumsfeld way back when.
Yes, right. We also talked about how we can get antibiotic-resistant diseases, how Arthur Anderson Consulting revealed that Monsanto's intention was to genetically engineer 100% of the commercial seed supply of the world, and that thousands of pigs and cows developed false pregnancies or became sterile, linked to genetically modified corn varieties, that BT cotton problems caused thousands of suicides in India. And so we gave a little bit of the information about the health risks. But I started at the top of the hour talking about a man who was gagged. And let's talk about his specific situation, because it ties in with what you talk about in terms of the pushback by the industry. The UK said that they wanted to actually implement long-term safety testing protocol as a requirement for all genetically engineered crops before they were approved. And so they put out a $3 million grant, and 28 different scientists or groups applied, and they gave it to Arpad Pusztai, the world's leading expert in his field who worked at the top nutritional research lab, one of the top ones in the world. And so he worked with a 20-member research team over three different institutes to develop a testing protocol, and as part of that he developed a potato genetically engineered to produce a harmless to mammals pesticide. This pesticide would kill insects but not hurt mammals, supposedly. Mm. So He genetically engineered this and then fed it to rats, and he fed to other rats just the plain potato, and other rats the potato spiked with this insecticide. And all the rats also had a complete balanced diet. So it turns out only the rats that ate the genetically engineered potato got sick. They had potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. And these signs of this occurred in 10 days.
10 days.
Because they sacrificed the rats both at 10 days and 110 days, and in both cases they show these things. And I've seen the pictures of the guts. It's absolutely astounding. The double the size of the walls of the stomach and the intestine.
Oh, man.
Now, what happened was the rats that were fed the potatoes that were spiked with the same insecticide that the genetically engineered potatoes were engineered to produce did not cause these problems. So it wasn't the insecticide that caused the problem. What was the problem? The process of genetically engineering a crop causes massive collateral damage in the DNA. What you do is you take cells and you clone them and grow them that way, which causes massive mutations. You blast in with a gene gun, a foreign gene, which can cause all sorts of insertional mutations.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, if you compare the before and after genetic engineering, 2 to 4% or more of the DNA has been mutated as a result of this process. In one case, they found a single insertion also changed the expression levels of 5% of the genes. Certain genes are destroyed completely. Others are cut in half. Some are turned off permanently. Some are turned on permanently. It's like genetic roulette.
This is incredible. And that's after one insertion?
Yes. One insertion.
Man.
And so he used the same process that was used to put the other products, other genetically modified products in the market, and he discovered this massive problem. So he was invited around the same time he discovered the damage to the rats to go on TV and talk about genetic engineering. With permission from his director, he was able to speak just very superficially about his research because it hadn't been published yet. But all hell broke loose when he did. For 2 days, the press just swamped the Institute, and the director actually took over the press activities himself, saying this would be a great opportunity to get money for the Institute. But then, 2 days later, there were two phone calls allegedly placed from the UK Prime Minister's office, forwarded through the receptionist to that same director.
Uh-huh.
The next morning, Arpad Pusztai was fired from his job after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit. The 20-member research team was disbanded. They did not implement the long-term safety testing protocol, and the Institute started putting out immediately statements that tried to damage the reputation of Arpad Pusztai and limit the damage that had already been done to the reputation of genetic engineering.
You just remember, this is no accident, folks. This is highest level, and they don't care about us. They do not care about us at all.
There was one person at the Institute who said that he had heard that Monsanto had called Clinton, and Clinton had called Blair, and Blair's office had called the director. I haven't gotten confirmation on it, but it's the kind of thing
that
happens.
Sounds logical.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
So what happened was they completely put out this huge disinformation about this research, and then after 7 months, Arpad Pusztai was invited to speak before Parliament. He got his data back. It was peer-reviewed.
Uh-huh.
By 23 scientists who said it was absolutely, clear science showing damage to genetic engineering.
Yeah.
And it's now in The Lancet published. But I asked Dr. Pusztai, I said, what was your most shocking moment? And he said it wasn't actually being fired. It wasn't discovering the damage to the rat. It was actually a few months earlier. He was still in good standing, the pro-GM scientist working with his team, and the director walked into his office with a stack of about 700 pages, and these were the 6 or 7 submissions for the biotech companies to the committee that approved GM crops for the UK, and the director was on that committee with 11 others, and he said, the Minister of Agriculture is meeting in Brussels to have a vote on genetic engineering and wants a scientific opinion on these things, and they gave him 2.5 hours to do it. Now, when Arpad said, reading those studies was the most shocking moment because, well, we'll tell you why, I guess, after the break.
Great timing. Perfect.
Yes.
All right, stand by. I hope all of you will listen to this program again and share it with others. You need to know that this is being done. This is being orchestrated, demanded, implemented from the highest levels of power. These people do not care about our health and welfare at all. Back in a minute.
Can a little ladybug sitting on your cell phone prevent cancer and other illnesses and save your life? Scientific studies have been telling us for well over 10 years now that cell phones are very dangerous to our health. Everything from headaches and hot ears to depressed immune systems and reproductive and brain cancers are believed caused by exposure to the microwave radiation generated by all cell and cordless phones. Now, exclusively at New Earth Health Solutions on Rents.com, the new Zero Phone Ladybug will protect you and your loved ones by absorbing and modulating 97% of the microwaves radiating from your cell phone and penetrating right through your head and body, even when the cell phone is on standby, just hanging on your belt or sitting in your shirt pocket. Put a ladybug on your cell phone and cordless phones as soon as possible and rest assured that you're far safer than ever before. Take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com and click on the little red ladybug.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Okay, back with Jeffrey Smith, and this has been, again, extremely informative, and it should be extremely alarming to all of you. And I need you to support this movement to genetically modify by label. We've got to GM label everything. Everything. You have a right to know. It's simple. This cover-up is as bad or worse than the aspartame cover-up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, we last left Dr. Arpad Pusztai reading.
Yeah, you were rehabilitating him.
Yes, he was reading the studies by the industry that they had used to submit to get their products approved. And he knew that he was going to give his answers in response to a minister of agriculture meeting in Brussels. And he said this was the most shocking moment in his life because he realized the research that was done on genetically engineered foods by biotech companies was so poor, so superficial, so flimsy. And these were his words. He said, I realized at that point that what I was doing and what they were doing was diametrically opposed. I was doing safety studies, and they were doing as little as possible to get their foods on the market as quickly as possible.
Of course.
He said it was a turning point in his life.
I'll bet.
He called the minister up and said, I wasn't planning to give you a strong recommendation after only 2.5 hours, but I have to say there's certainly not enough information to allow these foods to be fed to human beings. The minister said, I don't know why you're telling me that. Your director's committee approved these foods 2 years ago. They're already on the market.
Huh.
They just wanted a scientific opinion from someone who actually read it, because Arpad actually knew that the 12 members of the committee would never read the 700 pages. They were committee men, they were busy men, and they were not working scientists. He had created the protocol, was working on a protocol that was going to be implemented to the European Union. He was among the most competent people on earth to review these studies, and he completely denounced it.
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean? It means that if the potatoes that the genetically engineered potatoes that he fed to his rats that causes massive damage to virtually every organ and system that was studied, those potatoes would have made it onto the market if they had been subjected to the same superficial studies that had been used to get the soy and corn on the market. However, what is worse is this, that the soy and corn that is on the market that we're eating every day unless we're paying attention, it's created from the same process that he used to create the potato.
Sure.
And might be creating the same organ damage in the same immune system. Yes.
Why not? Why wouldn't it be? We don't know.
We don't know.
Who the hell's doing the testing?
Now, Jeff, I'm thinking around this time, we need to talk about how to avoid eating GMOs even before our non-GMO shopping.
We do. We can't trust the USDA organic label, so what do we trust?
Well, I would say organic has been a trusted oasis of non-GM. It's not, you know, it's not going to be 100%. There's going to be some tiny amount.
Well, they changed it, as you know, excuse me, but they changed it to where you only have to have 25% organic to qualify as being able to wear that label on your can or your package, that little green or white label.
I had thought it was still the 70, 95, and 100 three split. I'll do some research on that.
70?
Well, there's three different levels of organic. Depending on your label, if you say.
But it's not pure. I guess that's the bigger point here we should focus on. It doesn't have to be 100% organic to wear that label, correct?
Well, you see, you have three choices when you get certified, as far as I understand.
Okay.
At least this was certainly the case when I did the research on it. It may have changed. And that is, you can label yourself 100% organic.
Okay.
You can label yourself organic.
I've seen those labels. But I've also been told by two people, professional farmers, that the feds changed it. I think it's 75% organic. That's what it is qualify for the.
There's a third level. You can say, like, made with organic canola, or made with organic such and such.
All right.
And then, if that's the case, then 70% have to be organic, but everything in the all ingredients have to be non-GMO.
Okay, I got you. All right, go ahead.
So I describe it on my website, seedsofdeception.com. How to avoid eating GMOs. By the way, I also want to mention, when we talk next month, my new book will be out, which is now being available for pre-orders on the website. It's called Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. I worked the last 2 years getting input from more than 30 scientists, putting all the known health risks, all the adverse reactions on GM into two-page spreads, 65 two-page spreads with an executive summary on the left, detailed cited text on the right, so that you can just flip through if you're the kind of scanning person, or you can dive into the details if you want to do that. And there's 1,000 end notes for those that want to go there. So it gives the lightweight reader or the in-depth scientist an opportunity to understand the massive problems related to GM. It also shows that the government regulations are not competent to identify and protect us from the risks. It also shows in great detail how industry-funded studies are rigged to avoid finding problems. And I just have an advanced reading copies right now But around April 1st, it'll be available. So if anyone does a pre-order, we'll do some free shipping for you before April 1st.
Great.
That's at seedsofdeception.com. But on that site, you can also see how to avoid buying GMOs. And I'm going to tell you also, because if you've been listening about these rat studies, that's the most popular question that I get all the time is, how do I stop feeding it to kids? How do I stop eating it?
Sure.
So there's three choices. You can buy organic. You can buy products that say non-GMO, and we're going to be making that third-party verified very soon. Or you can avoid soy, corn, cotton, and canola, which are the four major GM crops. Now, there's also Hawaiian papaya. There's a little bit of zucchini and crookneck squash. But the main four are soy, corn, cottonseed, and canola. Now, cottonseed and canola are used for oils like vegetable oils.
See them all the time.
Yes. But for soy and corn, you have also soy lecithin, high fructose corn syrup, soy and corn flour. So you basically there's a little shopping guide on my site already that needs to be updated, but you can click to it that has by brand which brands. But if you happen to be picking up, let's say, tomato sauce and you happen to buy Ragu, well, the Ragu Chunky has soybean oil and high fructose corn syrup. The Ragu Light has only olive oil. So you have to be able to read the labels to resort what your brands are so that you don't have to be part of this massive experiment.
I've been asking for someone to put a shopper's guide to label reading together for years.
Yes.
It's simple. You go through the names. You can't pronounce it. You look it up in the guide. It could be in a little tiny handheld computer or something, whatever, and it'll tell you what it is. You decide if you want to eat it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Maybe we should have it so we can scan it.
That'd
actually, you should have a situation where you just enter the product name and get the whole background.
That's
on it.
Right. Agreed.
Now, I also want to mention that there's a free newsletter on my site. I've stopped doing it for 3 months while I was finishing the book, but it started again this month. And also a free download of an hour-long lecture. So if you like what you heard and you want to send it to people, you can send them a link or download it on your iPod or whatever. My institute tries to put out as much information in all these different forms as possible, so that we can reach the tipping point together in the United States as consumers, protecting ourselves and protecting our kids. There's an excerpt from my video, Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals, on the site that you're welcome to use and throw it up on YouTube. I mean, basically, we can't wait for the government to protect us on this thing. We can't wait for research.
We can't wait. Forget ever waiting for the government to protect us. Not going to happen.
I think that's a safe.
That's my cynical view, but I'll put my money on it.
Well, I've watched very carefully how they're handling the GM issue over the last 10 years, and it's absolutely abysmal and dangerous and criminal, in my opinion.
Totally.
It was clear fraud in the FDA when this was put forward, when they denied the warnings of scientists.
It's the same with aspartame, and you listeners know, we've covered this for many, many years. The same thing happened when the scientists said this is we don't want formaldehyde, formic acid, diketopiperazine, methyl alcohol. We don't want it in the body.
Aspartame is genetically engineered. They genetically engineer some microorganism to help make it more cheaply. And it also had the manipulation of Donald Rumsfeld, etc., like we see.
Sure.
With GM, you have this kind of revolving door where the former EPA administrator went up to Monsanto's board. The former U.S. trade ambassador went to Monsanto's board. Someone else from Monsanto became the EPA top person.
Musical chairs, folks.
Yes, yes. And Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court was a Monsanto attorney.
Yep. Only you and I are the only people who haven't been Monsanto board members. We'll get there, though, someday, probably. This is all sickening. It's all amazing. You're going to be with us the second Monday of each month. If your schedule permits, otherwise we'll move you.
I think next month we're on for the 25th of April.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, April 25th. That's right. I've got you the second Monday. We've got to move you. Okay, April 25th, we're there, and that's good. Now, we got just about a minute and a half left. Let's let the people know what you have available on your website. You got some fabulous information.
Okay, seedsofdeception.com. We have the newsletter, the monthly newsletter, How to Avoid Eating GMOs. We have a campaign. I'm going to give you a different email, a different website now.
Okay.
GMfreeschools.org. GM Free Schools. We have a whole campaign. I mean, if you want to do something and you're just bubbling because of this knowledge, then going with the school issue is so easy. We have a 60-page manual. We have a DVD which causes instant activism. You just show it to a group of people, and a lot of people get excited and join the campaign. It works every time. We have your, you get your own website, your own listserv, so gmfreeschools.org or seedsofdeception.com. You can also pick up Seeds of Deception. You can pick up Genetic Roulette. You can pick up the DVD, the audio. You're eating what? Stop eating genetically engineered foods, and please copy this for your friends. An audio CD, which you can download direct.
Again, to let the people know, there is a new movement now, which we're going to support every step of the way, to enable all of you people to understand when you are eating GM foods, or what, hopefully when you can choose not to, and teach you how to do that.
Campaign for Healthier Eating in America, which we started, and I'll remind you again next month and how you can help.
Good. Thanks. See you next month. Thanks, Jeff, very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Jeffrey Smith, seedsofdeception.com. Fabulous book, incredible information, pretty scary stuff, but all true. All right, we're going to pause and be right back.